T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
We're on the line with Emily Monshine, the executive director at Gigi's Playhouse in the city of Buffalo. And Emily, it's my understanding that you are all now advocating for people with disabilities regarding getting the vaccine. I don't want to go through all the details because you're the one who's advocating for it. What are you guys doing? Tell us what you're advocating for.
Sure, Mike. Thanks so much. So, recently Governor Cuomo expanded the COVID-19 vaccine for those who are 65 and up. So that would also include those with underlying medical conditions, according to the updated CDC recommendations. So recently the CDC changed who should be included in group 1B, and Down syndrome was one of the groups that was put on that list. However, our individuals with Down syndrome and intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities locally here, have not been able to sign up for that vaccine. It seems the problem is the online eligibility determinator, or the app that's used, it does not allow those with Down syndrome to sign up for the vaccine unless they are in a congregate setting or a group home. So, you know, the issue for us is that there are so many individuals with Down syndrome living independently, living with families, under self-directed plans through OPWDD, meaning they are not in a group home or they are not in an institution-type setting. So for those reasons, they are not able to gain access to the vaccine. So we wrote a letter, myself, Christine Siriani, who's the president of the Down Syndrome Association in Niagara County, and then Steve Turkovich, the chief medical director at Oshai, and Allegra Jaros, the president of Oshai Children's Hospital. We all wrote a letter together, and we had some national and local advocacy organizations sign on as well, asking Governor Cuomo and Commissioner Zucker to please consider redefining what this looks like for people with Down syndrome and intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities, because right now the system isn't giving them access to the help they so desperately need.
We have been hearing so much, especially this last week and a half, that there is a major supply issue with this vaccine. New York State currently has about 7 million people who are eligible to get the doses of the vaccine. But keep in mind, they have to get 2 doses because of the requirement for Moderna and Pfizer. So really, New York State needs 14 million vaccines for 7 million people. They can't even accommodate that right now. I guess my question to you is, do you think it's possible that New York State should do you think that New York State should expand it, knowing that they can't even fulfill what they have right now?
I think as far as that goes, you know, when the CDC has put out a recommendation for those who are, medically at risk and Down syndrome's on the list, we just have to do what that says. I mean, we can't pick and choose who should get this vaccine if it means expanding it. The good thing about Down syndrome is that, you know, there aren't a whole lot of people living with Down syndrome locally that would draw from the overall vaccine. That's kind of a benefit in that area as well.
What about with the people who are, say, have a developmental disability? They're living at home, but they're getting home care. Obviously their family members could be able to help them out, but say, you know, the mom or dad that's in the picture that's helping out is under the age of 65, but they're caring for their son or daughter that has the developmental disability. Are you also advocating for those people to get a vaccine as well, since they're the caretaker?
Yes, absolutely. We feel that to minimize the risk of exposure and transmission, individuals and family members who live with them and provide care for individuals with ID or DD, they should be prioritized as well in the same phase as, you know, their loved one or the family that they may be working for. Absolutely. It's very important.
What sort of role are you involved with helping people with intellectual or developmental disabilities kind of navigate through the process that the state has? Of course, there's so much information out there. There's also bad information out there that could lead people in the wrong direction. So what sort of steps are you doing to help advocate for the people who have a disability and have to navigate through what is a very complex process to try to get this appointment? Because there's some people who get the appointment and then it gets canceled. They have to do it again. And even somebody has problems with it, no matter what level of intelligence that they're at.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at Gigi's Playhouse, to us, it's very important to be a connector, to let people know of the resources that are in the community. So, of course, you know, we as a staff are happy to work with families who are trying to, you know, get eligibility and sort of work through this complicated system. And we have been doing that, but we've also, you know, given people direction and where would be a helpful place to go. We've talked through issues such as internet access, which has been a problem for some of our families. So we've done a lot of troubleshooting to really kind of help out with this process. You know, it's something we advocated for in our letter as well, is that, you know, we need to make sure that these people can actually get the vaccine. You know, a lot of time transportation is an issue. You know, so we need to have reasonable modifications for our families. We need to have drive-up sites or, you know, just to ensure that these vaccinations are accessible to people with developmental disabilities. And a lot of these people are living independently and they don't have family members at all to work with them. So beyond even signing up for the vaccine, when that does happen, we also need to look at the infrastructure that's in place for them so that they can actually access it.
You mailed the governor last week the letter. Have you received a response from anybody at the state?
No, we have not heard back from anyone at the moment, at this point.
Obviously, that's got to be frustrating, you know, given that it's been almost a week since you sent it out.
Yeah, you know, it's in this whole COVID-19 mess in this world right now. I mean, every day counts and every day is a life lost or somebody put in danger. So we don't have time to play around with it. So it really means a lot to the developmental disability community to be heard and to be responded to.
Emily, any final thoughts as we wrap up this interview?
No, I mean, I realize that this is not an easy situation, you know, rolling out this whole thing. And I appreciate the efforts that have gone into it and the research. And I'm really hopeful that our voices will be heard in this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.